Gino Sassani with Upcoming Discs here. I want to welcome Ryan Justice. He's the director of Followers, a film that's about to have its premiere in Tampa tonight at the Studio Movie Grill. And welcome to Upcoming Discs, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You must be excited, dude.
Super excited. It's a long time coming, and just kind of excited to get the film out there and people to see it and have a reaction to it and see how, you know, how people react.
It's okay, I can edit stuff.
But.
So with this film opening tonight, tell me how long has led up to this moment. Oh. From the time you came up with this movie to now, how much time has been spent?
About 2.5 years ago, we came up with the concept. Yeah. We shot it almost exactly a year ago, or 2 years ago, April.
Mm-hmm.
April 26th when we shot it. Finished, we sent it off to AFM with our sales agent, Marty Poole of Fairway Film Alliance, in November 2016. Just a few months after we shot it, mm-hmm. he sold it to an awesome distribution company out of Miami, Synchronized Films. He also sold it to a couple different territories, the UK, Thailand. And then here it is about a year and a half later after we sold it, mm-hmm. we are finally getting the US release. The distribution company, you know, really feels passionate about the film. It's actually their first theatrical release they're ever doing.
Wow.
And they're super behind the film, and it's going to be releasing not only here in Tampa, but 10 other cities and theaters around the country, all on March 23rd.
That's phenomenal. So tell us what went into this. What kind of movie are we going to see tonight?
You're definitely going to see a movie that you're going to have a reaction to. There's a lot of kind of social commentary involved with the film.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely takes the characters and puts them in extreme situations. It's going to make, hopefully, the audience question, if they were put in the same situation, how would they react? Make them question every time that they post something on the
yeah.
internet. It's kind of a cautionary tale. I think it's super relatable for and relevant for the times
uh-huh.
right now. It's going to be an interesting film. I think people are going to be surprised, and it's an entertaining film. Really.
What do you want? What do you want people to walk away feeling about this film? I mean, besides they like it, of
right,
course.
I want them to feel. I definitely want them to feel entertained.
Right.
I definitely want them asking themselves questions on the way out and talking about it. I want to leave people being like, "Wow, you know, what was that about?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just have a commentary outside the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
I think one of the biggest things, if you can have people, your audience, take something away from the film, and like literally maybe the next day they're still like talking about
sure.
it, or next, you know, because the movie is so relevant with social media
mm-hmm.
and kind of making people careful about what they're sharing online, maybe the next time they post that night, because they're going to be posting that night, they're going to be on Facebook that night right after seeing the movie,
right.
they're going to think about it like, wow, you know, what about the Followers movie where,
yeah.
Man, they knew everything just from a couple of Facebook posts, a couple of Instagram
mm-hmm.
posts. So, I don't know, I think I want people to definitely, it'll make people think.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things. Like, I've always loved films that made me think or made me
sure.
Leave the theater, like, continuing to talk about the film.
Right.
So.
Well, it certainly makes it relevant. What about the process here? You put together a local team,
mm-hmm.
and tell me what that team was like and what the process was like putting the film together.
Well, so, started from a brainstorming session with my co-producer, Ian Longin.
Right.
We've been working together for about 6 years producing short films and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a brainstorming session, came up with the outline, brought in another producer, Jason Henney, who also directed and produced a film called Crazy Lake that was shot out of Tampa that released back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, we had our outline. We went to our, you know, we wanted to find actors that we could trust going forward. We
right.
knew we weren't going to have a big budget. We were to put in most of our own money to do this.
Sure.
So, okay, we got to trust the actors. One of the first actors I did contact was was Justin Mena, who's playing our lead good-looking guy. And then I contacted Nishant Gagna, I've been working with for almost 10 years now,
mm-hmm.
and then Sean Gloria to play one of the other bad guys. So from there on, we had our group. Then I was trying to find the perfect girl to fit with Justin Mena,
yeah.
and Amanda Delaney was recommended from Justin. Justin and Amanda actually were friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, hey, there's actually this perfect girl, because we were scouring the internet. We were people were sitting in auditions. I'm like, oh, we got to find the perfect girl that can really not only spend 15 days with a bunch of guys out in the woods and
yeah.
filming, but can actually pull off the personality and not be fake about it. Mm-hmm. Because this isn't like a normal horror slasher film. This movie is literally based in reality.
Right.
And there needs to be realism to it.
A believability.
Believability, yes.
Yeah.
So, finally met Amanda, sat down with her. We actually met over a beer, and I was like, oh, you're cool. You're casted. Boom, we had our four leads, and we were ready to shoot. We started shooting in April of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We shot for, I think, 8 or 9 straight days.
Yeah.
Then we did some pickups in June. Actually, our lead actor, Justin, in between our 8 days of shooting principal photography in April, mm-hmm. and our reshoots in June, he tore his ACL.
Oh, boy.
So he's actually, he competes on American Ninja Warrior.
Oh.
And he was out training and tore his ACL.
Oh,
so here,
man.
We are. We haven't shot one of the biggest scenes of the movie we still haven't shot. We're like, oh my God, we have to go out there. He's having surgery next week. We got to get it done before his surgery.
Right.
And so then from there, we went out there, shot the big opening scene why he actually has a torn ACL.
Wow.
Pretty wild. A little scary.
It's dedication.
Yeah, and we had to walk 2 miles out into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We were filming in primitive camping at the Hillsborough State
yeah.
Park. So then from there, so we finished the movie, finished principal photography. Okay, now it's time to edit the movie. Originally, when we made the movie, we were like, okay, we're going to try to sell it to a distributor or maybe even self-distribute, because that's
right.
a new thing. Because we knew we knew how much we spent, so like, we could figure out, maybe we could make it back selling it from a website.
Sure.
So it was about first week of October, a month away from the American film market. I had met an awesome sales agent almost 8 years ago at the Sunscreen Film Festival out of St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great relationship with him. Always contacting him, always told him, if I ever had a feature film, I really want you to maybe rep it at AFM or something and try to sell it.
Right.
His name is Marty Poole, Fairway Film Alliance. He still reps the film. And I call him, hey, Marty, I got a feature film. We're putting together the trailer. I want you to maybe rep it. And he's like, okay, well, let me see the movie. Let me see the trailer. What do you got?
Yeah.
So we spent about 2-3 weeks putting together a trailer. The trailer was edited by Anthony Bohannon. He's actually HS Inc.'s like main promo editor
mm-hmm.
over there. So he was he did an awesome job, cut together an awesome trailer. So we were back and forth with Marty, our sales agent, designing the PR and everything
right.
for AFM. And AFM's huge. You know, that's mm-hmm. where all the buying and selling goes on across for all of movies. It is the mecca. So
great.
everything is controlled right in that one hotel on San Francisco Beach.
Yeah.
So. From there, we were able to get the movie to Marty, gave him just a trailer in the key art. The movie, there was a rough cut of the movie at the time, first
mm-hmm.
week of November 2016. And then within a few days, Marty calls us. He's like, we sold it to US, China, Thailand, UK.
Wow.
I'm like, all right, wow. Just on the trailer and the key art. I guess we got to finish editing the movie.
Yeah.
Another about 6-8 weeks after that, we were done finishing editing the movie.
Mm-hmm.
We did a couple of reshoot. We did a couple of like pickup shots.
Yeah.
Added up some stuff to the movie. And yeah, we were done with the movie by then. So about a year ago, we've been done with the edit.
Right.
In July, it actually released in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually titled Followed in the UK.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon and everything over there. And then I've been very hands-on, being able to have conversations with the distributor,
mm-hmm.
synchronize films, and been involved with the whole marketing of the film the last
right.
6 weeks. So it's been a really cool learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just kind of, it's been a whirlwind. Now here it is. Today is March 23rd.
Yeah.
The movie is releasing today. All the reviews
Absolutely.
Are coming out. It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, and how does that make you feel as a director? You've got a guy who obviously isn't working for a lot of money here, but he comes back with an ACL injury just to help you finish the film out. That's got to make you feel good.
Justin Mena is one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to act too much in the movie. He is who he is in that movie, and he's an awesome guy. And he gave it 110% the entire thing. He's got a huge crowd that's actually coming out to support him tonight, the movie, the screening tonight.
Right.
He was awesome. Because I honestly gets pushed around a little bit
yeah.
with that tore ACL, and every take, like my stomach was like dropping. Oh man, I'm like, oh gosh. Like, that's the last thing, because we were 2 miles deep. I'm like, I wasn't going to be able to carry him back.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the thing. All their actors, I had to trust them so much to really do their homework.
Right.
I let them develop a lot of their character stuff,
mm-hmm.
Had them write some of their own monologues.
Sure.
And that was a really cool experience. So everybody was invested into the film.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably one of the coolest things, is that everybody cared.
Yeah. Now, being on a limited budget, what ways did you let that work for you instead of work against you?
So the great thing is that we chose a genre of filmmaking that, what I like to say, is allows for technical flexibility.
Okay.
We knew we could do, we had a little bit more leeway with not having to light things, and we could be a little bit mm-hmm. more shaky cam. We could move faster.
Right.
And I always tell people, like, listen, we don't have a lot of money.
Right.
We can't kill a lot of people. We can't blow anything up. The cheapest thing that we can do right now, and add as much value to the movie as possible, is take our time developing the characters,
yes.
developing the story, doing something unique storytelling-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, that's one of the things that that's going to make us, the Followers film, stand out from all the rest of the films in the found footage genre.
And do you find that a lot of independent filmmakers seem to forget about character?
Yeah, I think it is one thing, especially in the horror genre, that's lost.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the biggest things going into this film. I wanted to make sure all the characters had something to care about.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make you laugh, they're going to make you cry, they're going to make you love them, and by the time, the end of the movie, if something happens to them, you feel it just as much as they do.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing. There's something I read, it was actually about Adam Green's horror film Frozen.
Right.
The movie they're on the lift.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. There was an article written about it, and it was about writing and giving the deaths consequences.
Right.
Giving your characters deaths consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And there's dialogue in Adam Green's film about when there's a girl up on the lift and she's talking about who's going to feed her dog if she dies.
Right.
Who's going to feed my dog on Monday? My dog's going to be sick because nobody's going to feed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you give that character, if she dies, that dog's going to be affected.
Right.
You know, who's, you know,
exactly.
That was one of the biggest things. Like, you got to give these characters depth, and, you know, if you are going to kill them, you're going to put them in harm and danger.
Mm-hmm.
How does it affect the rest of the world?
Yeah.
And I think that makes you care for them more.
Sure does. Now, it sounds like your set and your production is very collaborative. That, again, you talk about trusting the actors, you trust about people. Is that difficult as a director to give up that kind of control, or do you find some freedom there?
It can be nerve-wracking, and there was a little bit of a freedom to it, but that was the thing. I had to get my actors that I could trust.
Right.
I knew they had, you know, I knew I could literally give Nishant and Sean Gloria a camera and a lav mic, send them out into the woods for 2 hours,
yeah.
and they could bring back some really great stuff, and that's what it comes down to it. I would say the directing is like, you know, half like cast, right?
Right.
And I had to get the cast that I could trust.
And how did you know that? How did you know that these guys could pull that off?
I love them. I love them. And no, I've worked with these guys so long. I've done everything with them. I've done short films, commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with these guys in and out. You know, I hang out with them. They're
right.
not only my, you know, colleagues, they're my friends.
Sure.
So, you know, that's one thing, like, you know, you want to vote for a president that you can have a beer with, but you also want to go make a movie with someone you can have a beer with.
Right.
And hang out with. That's one thing. Like, I could trust these guys doing anything and making sure they try to put in as much work acting-wise and on their characters as I was directing and trying to do the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, it was a little nerve-wracking, but I knew at the end of the day they were going to give me the best thing, best performance as possible.
Well, and of course, we're going to see all this tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing it tonight. And of course, we're going to talk some point later and cover the movie even more. And tonight's the big premiere. And I hope you guys have a good time doing that. This has got to feel great.
This is exciting. It's exciting.
Got to be. Well, thank you, Ryan, for being with us. And we'll be talking again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.